Welcome to the Talk Over podcast, a conversational platform for the DJs, by the DJs, brought to you by Double and Stylus.
Swag.
Tune in every week to hear us talk about all the things we see, hear and experience as DJs. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel at youtube.com/talkover or follow the Talk Over podcast page on Spotify.
Back in the building.
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on?
You're getting married, mate. I know. That's what's going on.
Nah, this guy's
straight in.
Straight in, you know.
Straight in.
I'm not getting married yet, mate. Like, literally, I've done half of the deed.
Yeah, you've done half of the hard work.
I'm halfway in.
Yeah. So it's no better time.
Let me get comfy. It's gonna be a deep one.
This. About relationships and DJing. Switch the fan as well. It's about to get hot in here.
There we go.
So man like Stylus.
Silence.
And I'm only saying it in the podcast because you posted it up on your social media, so I know that this is public information.
Yeah, it's out there, man.
I'm not just raggedy, but anyone listening that doesn't follow you be like, oh.
My whole relationship's out there though, bro. Yeah. Like literally we've been together for 13 years, man.
13 years.
And she used to work on the door at Jam. Mm-hmm. So like she got to like connect with all the basically there was no way I could keep her a secret any longer. One of them ones. So no, because so she used to work the door on Jam every single week and she used to like meet all the ravers, so it was one of them. Everyone kind of knew we were together, and obviously 13 years mate deep now.
This is more than a rumor now.
Yeah
it's official,
man. This feels awkward. I feel awkward starting a podcast off like this. Can I just fully put me in?
No, yeah, 100%
fully threw me under the bus.
Okay, so obviously, like, I post often about my family as well. So, like, Leanne, and obviously my son, Roman, anyone that follows me on their Insta, on any of my social medias, especially my vlogs. I was very, very active in my early vlogging days, putting my family out there and stuff like that. So yeah, I've been with Leanne 11 and a half years now, nearly. No, just over 11 years, actually. Not the half yet. but, yeah, it's mad, man, because... It's such a crazy thing, like mixing DJing with relationship. The stereotypical DJ, I feel like the generalization of a DJ,
yep,
is that we're kind of like players.
We sleep about.
Basically, we just kind of
we get it
everything.
In. It's a myth. In fact, it's not a myth. It's not a myth. It definitely does happen, but it's most of the. I know a lot of older DJs that have been in long-term relationships, man.
Yeah.
But I know a heap that haven't and are just enjoying life, innit? So it's each to their own, I guess.
Smashing around.
When I got with mine, like, I was still a bedroom DJ, man. Like, it wasn't even a career then, innit? We just got together. I was in college, or just left college, and I was at the point where I was like, oh, I want to be a DJ, man. This is what I want to do, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So she's kind of seen... the progression of like the whole duration of my career from then to now, going through playing the shitty local, or they're not shitty local clubs because at the time it was the only thing that could put me on, but going from there to getting into my city centre to moving into radio to literally where I'm at now. So I think it's a little bit different, man. Like if I was to be single now, and then I think it'd be a completely different situation trying to like settle with a girl, because I'm already so deep in it, and like lives and understands the game just like we do.
Yeah, 100%.
Because we've been together for so long, like she gets how this industry is.
They've seen the growth as well, man. Like they've
the growth
seen, like,
as well.
Leanne's exactly the same. So I basically, like, I met Leanne. I was DJing in a club and she was the barmaid at the club. And that's the thing. But this was like it was a small local club. I mean, it was actually quite big for that area. So it was a high-profile club.
So you was hitting on the barmaid?
No, she tried it. No, she put it on to me. Like, I had nothing to do with it, man. Like, she put it on to me. That's another story. But, yeah, so basically, like, back then, and it is exactly like you said, it's all... I was just a local resident. I'd never played abroad at this point. Other than Brighton, I don't think I'd played outside of that area. Okay. Eastbourne and Brighton, and that was it for me.
So it sounds like we've had pretty much exactly the same one when it comes to, like... the relationship thing.
Mm.
And obviously you've got a little one now as well, so you're like a bit more deeper in
full on family, man.
Yeah, you're like full on in houses, kids, family, man. I'm not really at that level yet, but it's like the whole how time consuming this industry is, like like going back to the point I made just then, if I was to try and settle with a girl now, would they be able to handle the fact that I won't even say that they don't come first, like it's, sometimes they don't, like it's a weird one, there's mad compromise in it.
I agree, bruv, and legit Leanne knew this as well, like we actually had the conversation, right? Leanne knew that when it was down to my career and her, she came second. The only no, honestly, bro. Like
it's so real though. You need to have that understanding, innit?
Yeah, her and I are good with communication. Like that's another thing. Like it's very key in this industry to have that kind of relationship where you can communicate.
Yeah.
But that was the thing with Leanne. She knew she was second place. The thing that changed was when she got pregnant.
Okay, yeah.
It wasn't planned.
I think everything changes when it gets... I'm not there yet.
It was like, at the time, I was still living at my mum and dad's.
Okay.
And we didn't even live... Leanne and I didn't even live together. So then it was like, oh, right, okay, so now we're going to be parents right now. And automatically, I didn't even have to think about it, my priorities shifted from career and focus on just music being number one to, right, Leanne and Roman have to be my number one and their career comes second. But that, I mean, that part wasn't a problem at all. I'm very lucky. You are with Libby as well, like, because we do have very understanding partners.
Yeah, right? that helps, man. Like, she was so far from the DJ life as well when I first met her. Like, she didn't know about DJing and, like, not saying that she was boring and didn't go out clubbing or anything, but just was so far from, like, what I did. Mm-hmm. For her to, like, come in and understand it, and then obviously we've built together over the years, and she, like, now, like, I can... If I need advice, I ask her first, man.
Same.
Like,
she
gets the industry down to, like, what I should charge someone or, political stuff with clubs or, what, like, literally anything to do with, like, the industry. She's been dealing with me coming back from my gigs or, like, any, like, industry disputes, radio stuff. When I come home, she gets the brunt of it every time.
Yeah.
So it's, like, over the year, like, the years and years of accumulation of me doing this, now she, like, fully...
She understands how it works.
She gets it. Like, she gets the politics. She gets the money side of it. She understands, like, how active we have to be, like, how we have to be on our branding, on our A game all the time. It's actually mad, you know. Like, she could do DJ management, you know.
Yeah,
I swear down.
I feel exactly. You know what? That's mad. You say that. I could do the same for. I could say the same with Leanne. The only thing holding her back is she's not networked into the industry.
Yeah.
If she was in that point where she knew everyone in the industry in London, I legit would be like, okay, you're my manager now. Like, help me maneuver. Like, and yeah, same with you. Like, I run a lot of stuff past you. If I have decisions to make that I'm not sure about, I'll run it past. I'll run it through with her. And she will always...
You'll get a good answer.
...be very objective about it and give me... She basically gives me the answer that I need. Whatever she says, 9 times out of 10 is correct.
The brutal honesty.
Yeah.
You only get that from your partner, man.
That's the thing. She'll give me a different perspective sometimes. Sometimes she'll be like, no, you're making the right choice. Do that.
Other
times she'll be like, well, look at it from this angle. It won't... Long term, such and such won't be good. So, or it will affect you here, da 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 da. And it's stuff I haven't thought about.
Yeah, it's kind of like the parents talking to you, man. Like they just get it right.
Yeah, it is.
Just get it right, innit? Like you don't want to hear it, but you know they're gonna give you the answer that you need.
Yeah. You know what's another mad thing is we spoke with the podcast with Nick Bright. We spoke about going abroad and DJing abroad.
Yeah.
That residency came about because of Leanne.
Okay.
I wouldn't have gone to that. She actually was.
So Leanne's the original plug.
Yeah, she worked there a couple seasons before. She was there for the summer, and it was actually a destination her family used to go to every summer for their holiday.
Sick.
So I won that first year that I mentioned about going and doing my first set abroad. Her and I were on holiday there because that's where she wanted to go.
That's dope.
So had she not been a part of that. And again, all my Jamaican connects, because Leanne is half Jamaican. She had family in Jamaica. We went on holiday. I decided to work while I was out there.
Well, Leanne's the original plug.
Leanne is the plug.
The original plug. Yeah. Well, my wife is not plugged me in like that, guys, unfortunately. But, you know, she's very understanding. she gets no plugs as yet.
You know what's mad is I know of DJs that have stopped playing or cut down their club work.
Because the missus is
like... You can't be out in these clubs 4 or 5 times a week.
I reckon, like, don't get me wrong, she probably feels like that some way. She probably feels sometimes, but she knows it's not right. You can't stop, like, it's my career, man. It's our job. Like, inside, she probably thinks, oh, I'll take a fucking night off, man.
Yeah,
let's chill or something. But she would never say it because she knows what it is. Like, it's a career, it's the job. Like I say, like if I was to be with somebody else now, they just wouldn't get, I don't think they would get it. Like
brand new relationship.
Because like we are in this DJ life, like we're living it like relentlessly. Like it's not just to go to the club at the night thing and that's it. Like we're around the clock every day, 7 days a week. Like even bank holiday Monday, mate, I was at it all day.
That's the thing.
I was at it all day and everyone's off and we're just still at it. Like
that's it, man. The whole bank holiday weekend from Friday evening,
Thursday night to Monday night,
till Monday night.
Well, last night
I was out.
Last night.
Well, no, but the thing is, I took Monday night off because I was dead. But potentially, I would have worked Monday night then Tuesday night as well.
That's the one, man. That's the one. It's not for everyone. Like, not everyone can make a relationship last that long. Like, I know people that have finished with partners because of the DJ game, or like you said, they've cut down work to keep the partners happy. So it's down to individuality, man. I guess like we've been together for so long now, I wouldn't know any different.
Yeah.
So I would never be able to compare, but I just know for a fact if I was single, I'm that far in it now, I wouldn't even be looking.
That's my relationship part of my life.
Yeah, pretty much, man.
Just cracking
like,
the music
but like, because she is so understanding and is happy to just let me do my thing. Like you say, the DJs need your freedom to go at it. Like if you want to be active and stay at the top of your game. So
I'll tell you one thing, and like you might not be able to relate to this at all. I mean, I know you can't judge.
Go on.
The family man side of it as well.
Yeah.
It's crazy, bro.
Yeah, like, it must be like yours is intense, bro. You got the little one as
that's,
well.
That's the thing, man. Like being so full on with music and being so full on with and active with this stuff, there's so many things you can't do as a family man.
It's true.
I mean, I actually, it was
sacrifice.
It was Roman's birthday yesterday. It was Roman's sixth birthday. And that was another reason I decided to cancel my show on Monday night, was because I was like, well, I need to be up in the morning. Like, this is a 6-year-old boy. He already knows. Yeah, he knows everything about you. I mean, he's going to be up at like 6 a.m. ready to open presents. If I'm getting in at 5 in the morning, how can I survive the whole day running? I was taking him and his friend to a theme park. Like, bruv, when you run around after 2 6-year-olds for a day and see how you feel. I need a week.
I'm all right, mate. I'll leave that to you, bro.
That's the thing, man. And another thing is Christmas time. Christmas is completely different. I used to not feel any way about working Christmas Eve.
I was just about to ask you to do the festive bookings, innit? Like Christmas
That's
Eve.
The thing.
I take that off every year. That's like a nailed on one. I take off Christmas Eve every time, man.
Yeah.
All the rest of them I'll do.
The last 5 years I've not worked at Christmas Eve. Since Leanne and I moved.
Who goes out on Christmas Eve, man? I know it's a popular thing, but it's just like, I couldn't think of anything worse than waking up with a hangover on Christmas Day now.
I've done it once or twice when I was younger.
It's distraught, mate. In the Christmas dinner's on, you're in the kitchen dripping, sweating, like hangover sweats and that. Oh, bruv, nah. It's not the one, man. It's not for me anymore.
And there's another one, New Year's Eve.
Yeah, that's true. New Year's Eve
last New Year, the New Year just gone, was the first time in 11 years, or it was 10 years at the time, that Leanne and I spent New Year together and I wasn't working. There's been times she's come to the club with me, but even then, if you're doing the midnight set, I'm not partying with you.
Bro,
like, I'm DJing. At least she took one off. Yeah.
I've never took a new...
In 13 years. So you've never spent a New Year with Libby in 13 years.
I'm trying to think...
Off work.
I'm trying to think maybe one when we first got together, like the first couple of years, and it was because the DJing wasn't popping then, innit?
Yeah.
So I was obviously...
Didn't get a booking.
didn't get a booking, mate. Them times when the bookings are few and far between. I can't remember one. You know, if she watches the podcast, you know, she's gonna nail me if I get it wrong. But I can't remember one off the top of my head, bro.
Yeah,
I know. But New Year's is when she'll say, go and get it done, man. Like obviously, New Year's Eve is the biggest paycheck we get, really.
Yeah, definitely.
And we did jam for a long time on New Year.
Mm-hmm.
So it was more, it was an event, it wasn't just a booking, do you know what I mean? So we couldn't just pull out of that stuff. It's hard to land New Year's Eve events of your own as well, but because Jam had the weight at the time, they were just like, yo, do you want New Year's Eve? We were lucky, man, we got it like 5 years in a row.
Sick.
So, yeah. And she, to be fair, she worked the door on some of them on New Year's Eve, but but I'm DJing.
Yeah, so she's
on the till.
Yeah,
taking money for me.
I remember
I'm downstairs giving it large when I'm having shots. Oops.
Yeah, one year I remember Leanne came. I had one in Eastbourne, a set in Eastbourne, and then straight afterwards a set in Brighton, and Leanne came with me to that.
Oh, that's sick.
But again, I'm DJing, and when I'm DJing, I'm not partying with her.
Yeah, it's true.
And she didn't have a friend with her. Usually now, if she comes to the club and I'm DJing, she'll bring a friend or a bunch of friends. But no, that night I remember it was just us two, but I was DJing. So it wasn't like...
Yeah, I don't like my missus being there when I'm working either, man. I think that some people are happy taking the girls to the club, but I am just not. I'm not, man. Like, I just can't concentrate. I can't focus.
If I know
my wife is in the venue, I don't know what it is, man. I can't chill. I've had a bad experience previously where I've took her to a gig abroad and it just went wrong and she ended up absolutely plastered. And like some local ended up like hitting on her and it all got awkward, mate, and like Dorman would end up grabbing some guy up. It was just a mad awkward situation. Yeah, I had to carry her, go and put her in bed.
Oh wow.
Oh mate, the worst. I was like, I am never sorry Libs, I'm totally shooting you right now. I was like, I'm never doing this again.
I'm bringing this up next time I see her in the club.
Bro, honestly, yeah, if I could even tell you what happened, right, it was in Dubai and she was with...
Hold on, do you want to go into this?
Yeah, I'm not bothered. So I was in Dubai and then I knew Cliff was the promoter, my homie, and then he's got like a few friends over there which were like girls, British girls. So I was like, oh, we'll go out, link Cliff. She can chill with the girls, whatever. I'm thinking, yeah, it's all good, fine, when I'm doing my set. Girls look after her. They got her absolutely fucking twatted. So my missus don't drink a lot. So a couple of drinks and she... Obviously, we're in Dubai. She's got a bit excited. This is like six, seven years ago now. And I just remember finishing my set and I couldn't find her. So I'm running around this club in Dubai. What's going on? Where's my missus? I can't find her. And then some flipping local has got hold of her. But like, she's totally... twisted, she doesn't even know what's going on, and this guy's taking her. So I've gone to grab my missus. I'm like,
so what do you mean taking her? Like,
I've gone to grab my girlfriend, and then the guy's like, no, she's with me. I was like, bro, that's my missus. You better let go of her right now. Honestly, and then there was a bit of an altercation. This guy was trying to take my missus home. Obviously, she's absolutely out of it. She don't even know what's going on. She's looking at me like she doesn't know who I am. So
literally,
I'm like, oh,
Mr.
my,
steal your girlfriend.
Oh my God, mate. Trey Songz is in
Trey
the building.
Songz.
I swear, bro.
Mr. So, take where you go.
Anyway, the doorman that worked this venue out there, he was from Manchester. I knew
right.
of him.
Okay.
So he come over and see what was going on. He's like, and anyway, he sorted the whole situation out. He ended up twisting the dude up. And
yes.
I had to go and put my missus in bed. But I was just like... That's why I don't want to take you to the venues and then I can't, like, look after you, man. She's a grown woman. She can perfectly look after herself, but at one time it was just a bad experience and I was like, right, I'm not mixing work with relationships anymore. That's it. I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm done, mate. Do you know what I mean?
Really,
imagine this guy runs away with my missus in Dubai. Some local Emirati and that stealing my wifey. I was like, shit, bro.
He actually tried to steal her.
I swear, bro. So I'm just like, yeah, man. But it's cool though. It's cool. Relationships and DJing, it does blend. I just try and keep them separate now. She used to do the door at jam. After that, I was like, I don't want you doing the door at the events anymore. Like, you don't need to be doing that shit. She was doing it to help, but then it got to the point where she was just doing it. She was just doing it every week. And like, that wasn't the intention. So yeah, we just try and keep it separate now. She just lets me get about my work. Like, I'm in the studio all the time. She's like, she just leaves me to do my thing, man. So yeah, I'm quite lucky, bruv. Quite lucky, mate, really. Lucky.
Yeah, some guys can't take their girlfriends to the club because of a jealousy thing.
Yeah.
From them as well. Sometimes they can't cope, like they can't focus on their job
because
they're watching their wifey get chatted up by a next guy at the bar.
Yeah, I think that happened after I found like that local trying to steal my missus, innit? Now I've just got flashbacks and that. No, I'm just joking.
Terrorised.
No, I'm joking.
Traumatised.
Yeah, seriously. Nah, it's all good though. We're cool now.
It is a mad one. It is a mad one. I wonder, actually, it would have been good to get the perspective of, like, a single DJ, a Gallus, a DJ that's
yeah,
out there
it
just
would have been good
smashing
to be fair,
through.
We wouldn't have fit him in here, guys.
Oh, yeah, today's studio. what you can see on the screen, like here, that is basically the wall of the studio. So that's why we don't have any guests on today.
Yeah, no guests today, guys.
But it's good to chop it up, just actually the two of us. Again,
yeah,
today,
man.
You know?
I feel like we've had loads of guests on, so it's good to, like, I've missed talking to you, mate.
Yeah, isn't it?
Like
apart from the Friday night phone call, of course.
Which hasn't happened this week. Well, last week.
Why did it not happen this week?
I don't know, mate.
Oh, it's because I was in a different club. I left early this week.
We have a like this DJ relationship. Pause.
Where were you last week?
I went to the same spot, man. I think you went out on a birthday tangent, didn't you?
That was at the start of the month.
That was Wife's B-Day.
10th of August. That was... That goes back to our drinking and getting drunk.
Yeah, you've turned into a bit of an alky, bruv.
I have changed, mate.
when I first met Dubs, he was calm, didn't really drink, was like pretty.
No, I didn't drink at all.
Yeah, he didn't drink. Didn't drink at all. Very like clean cut, professional at all times. Literally, fast forward 4 years, I'm the complete opposite now. I used to be the drinker party guy. Now I don't really drink, don't really party, and double every time I speak to him. So, oh yeah, I was fucking feeling like shit, mate. I got drunk on the bender last week.
Four different occasions last week. I had a turn up and I got drunk. Yeah.
Enough moment out, mate. We've done it opposite. We've done it backwards.
It's like you said to me on the phone the other day, if I'm having a midlife crisis.
I think you are, bro. What's the wife you got to say about this? Oh, that's
Rob, she's with
yo,
me.
That's See, this is the thing, right? While we're on relationships, this whole turning up situation, your missus goes out and turns up. My wife, it doesn't like to drink like that.
Right.
So it's like, when Jam was in its heyday and it was like 3-4 years of constant turn ups.
Yeah.
So I'm like on a Sunday when we would chill, I'd be haggard.
That's the
like
thing I
every
remember
single
coming up,
week without fail, man.
I played at one of the jams, and I remember we were still in the club at like 6:15.
Yeah.
The club had closed. But we were in there just drinking and still turning up.
So then the next day when you wanted, like, she works all week. So it's like Sunday is the time when you want to spend it together. And I'd be just collateral damage, but you try to hold it down.
Yeah. But again, I relate to that because bringing it full circle back around talking to about me as a family man again, like when I'm working, I deliberately keep Sundays as free as possible. I don't get bookings on Sundays.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And I don't work on content. I don't do any computer work.
Sunday's that open day.
So Sunday literally is a family day, but even still,
Sunday Funday.
I'm working Saturday nights.
Yeah,
now I drive most of the time to the club on a Saturday night, so I'm not drinking at all. But even then,
I'm still waking up feeling a bit heavy, man.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I'm not getting back till 6 a.m.
Yeah, it's hard, man.
So I can't be up at 8 o'clock having breakfast with everyone. And do you know what I mean? Like, it's at least 11 o'clock is the earliest.
The timings are a bit of a crossover. Like, if the missus does a 9-to-5, and then obviously she gets up. Well, it's not even a 9-to-5. It's normally like 6:30 by the time she gets home. And then I'm hitting the club at 9:30. So you've got like 2.5 hours to like see each other, chill, have a bit of food or whatever, and then you're off again.
The maddest thing.
And then I'll get back from the club at 4 or 5 a.m. She's up 30 later going to work.
Mate, I was
getting home,
yeah,
waiting up, taking her to work.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So I could see her in the mornings, and then I'd go back and get in bed.
Yeah.
Like that's what it was at. Like it's mate, put it this way, if you're a DJ and you're in a long term relationship, you gotta put in the work, man. Like,
yeah, definitely.
There's just a lot of sacrifice involved, and it's just not easy, mate.
Such a different relationship. 100%.
You
gotta think, Leanne and Libby as well, because I know you're very active in the clubs. Like, for me, Leanne's at home in the evening/nighttime, like 5 nights a week.
Okay.
Sometimes 6 nights a week. On a real busy week. Do you know what I mean? But 5 nights a week, we've had dinner, Roman's in bed, evening's come, 9, 10, 11 o'clock, whatever, I have to leave. See ya. Gone. But the maddest thing is, Leanne's running her business, and when she has active days where she has to be out, she's got to be up at 4:35 in the morning to prep for her business, her day.
Yeah.
So now, I'm literally coming in at the same time her alarm's going off. She's getting out of bed. We say hello, I get into bed.
Passing ships in the night, aren't we?
There's a child involved, bro, it's like a shift. So we've discussed it. Sometimes we're like divorced
Got clocking cards.
It's like custody sometimes. Like, she's like, right, I've got to go to work. Here's Roman.
Just clocking in.
Yeah.
Just clocking in. I'm waiting for that time to come. We still want to travel, man. Like, we're obviously engaged and stuff now,
mm-hmm.
Which is sick. But we're not even looking at putting a date on a marriage or anything.
No.
All I know is we're hoping to travel the world first before we like completely
settle
in and start buying houses and whatever else. So yeah, I'm working on it at the minute, I'm trying to persuade her in it.
Dope, man. And you know the wedding party is going to be sick, bro.
Yeah, DJ weddings are the best, mate.
Yeah.
I'll do a wedding power hour. I won't be DJing, but I'll send you a booking request form.
Yeah. I'll send you a fat invoice, mate.
Shout out to all the DJs living in long-term relationships, man. Big up your chests.
Most deaf.